Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater and by the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis. Now showing at the Beverly and Sam Ross Gallery at Christian Brothers University is Temple of the Cha-Cha-Hua by Justin Bowles. And Justin Bowles is she received a B.A. in English and a B.F.A. in sculpture from the University of Kansas and got her M.F.A. from Memphis College of Art. She's exhibited at the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, the University of Mississippi in Oxford, and a group show by Arkansas artists called Abstract Art. I should mention that she was born in Arkansas. And she's also actually works at CBU as Assistant Director of Student Support in Academic Services. And she's joined me today. Justin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me, Daryl.
This is so cool because we don't see a lot of installations at the CBU Gallery. They're typically work, and it's just, but you've sort of taken over the gallery here and created this temple. So tell us about this work and how it came about.
So I love that space. It's an unusual gallery space, mm-hmm. and it was not originally designed as an art gallery space. I believe it was the old student lounge in the in the first floor of the library at Christian Brothers University. And so I just really wanted to capitalize on the unusual space as far as the windows that go around the top of the wall, mm-hmm. by the ceiling, and it has low ceilings in most of the gallery.
Yeah.
And so I am a sculptor. I'm an object maker. And so I'm thinking spatially, and what kind of objects can I make to fill this space? And I've been wanting to create an environment inspired by my trip to Mexico City, mm-hmm. that I took this trip about 4 years ago, and ever since I was so inspired by things I saw and felt and heard, and especially the recreation of ancient temples that were in the Museum of Anthropology there, that just blew me away. And so I used that as a formal inspiration, like a model to say, okay, if I was going to create this fantastical temple, and what would it look like? What kinds of things would be in there? And so I have some strange plants, some strange animals, some things that you're not sure if they are plants or animals, some mystical creatures, and some sound. I have a lot of bird sounds, and just try to create a whole environment for people to enjoy in the space.
That's wonderful. I've seen some photographs of it. I have not seen the exhibition yet, and it's a completely different space.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was going for. That's what I was hoping.
You work mostly in paper?
I do. Most of my work is made out of cardboard or paper. I use, in this show you'll see, and in other work, but I use a lot of big, giant pieces of paper.
Yeah.
So I order large rolls of paper and use those for large paper curtains or walls in this show. And so I also like to reuse the find interesting shapes. So in the front of the gallery, in the entryway to the temple, if you will, are large canisters that I found at school that held ice melt in them. And so I thought, these round cardboard containers are awesome. What can I use them for? So I collect things, and then as I need to make things, I say, what do I have in my studio that I've kept? And so they're giant urns now in the entrance to the temple, and you can still see on the outside of them the address in Memphis where the product came from. So I like using things that are not traditionally maybe used in fine art for some people.
We're talking about the Temple of the Cha-Cha-Hua. It is the new show in the main gallery at the Beverly and Sam Ross Gallery at CBU. This show will be up through September 11th. There is an artist reception coming up this Friday evening, August 23rd, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We're talking with Justin Bowles. I've been reading your artist statement here, and you sort of want this to have a specific effect on people.
My main ambition for making work and what I want viewers to get out of it is I want people to be uplifted when they see my work. So I'm trying to make work that is generous in spirit, in a positive way. And so if viewers say, oh, I felt so good by seeing your work, it made me happy, or I felt peaceful, or I felt inspired or uplifted, that to me is so satisfying. That's what I want. So I was hoping that this environment would give people some peace or inspiration or help them feel like some joy. And so several people have said to me after they saw the work and experienced the temple, they said, I just wanted to stay in there. It felt good to be there. I want to go back in. And so that just makes me so happy and really fulfilled to know that people feel that way.
It's interesting because it's a kind of a dichotomy thing that you went to Mexico City, you saw these temple reproductions, which are all stone.
Yes.
And a very, very solid and permanent material, and you're turning that on its head by doing this in primarily paper, which is, of course, is a very transient material.
It is. And so I do have to be careful with my work sometimes because I can't just store it outside in the backyard in a shed. Because paper and cardboard don't like humidity or heat.
Yeah.
But when I was in undergraduate college, I made large sculptures that I needed four or five guys to help me carry or figure out what tools to use and this and that. And so over the past few years, I just decided that whatever I make, I need to be able to move it myself if I need to. It has to be modular if I'm going to fit it in my car. And it can't cost $1 million to make. And so I just really gave myself these strict parameters on use what you have or what you can find and what can you make out of what is easily available and I don't need a lot of equipment to create or produce.
The Cha-Cha-Hua of the title is, in fact, a dog.
Yes.
Which you would expect. And it's inspired by these temple dogs, but also by, you know, the little Mexican dogs.
Yes, definitely. So there are the Mexican hairless dogs that some people may know that are larger dogs, actually. They're large, and they're an odd brownish, bronzy color. In fact, I saw them in person in Mexico City, and they look like sculptures. They look like statues, like bronze statues. They're so odd. Anyway, but so those dogs, the Cholo Izcuintli, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing, but I'm close.
Who's gonna know?
Those dogs are, you know, were considered sacred by some ancient peoples in Mesoamerica. But also, my favorite dog is a Chihuahua, and I have a Chihuahua. So that's another reason why I picked the Chihuahua, because I love them because they're cute and they're small and cute, but they're very fierce.
Oh, yeah.
And so I like that dichotomy of that of the Chihuahua.
Well, it's a fun-looking show, and I certainly encourage all of our listeners to go and check it out. Temple of the Cha-Cha-Hua, now showing in the main gallery at the Beverly and Sam Ross Gallery at CBU. Also, of course, Melissa Wilkinson has a show in the foyer, and there will be an artist reception this Friday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. If you'd like more information, cbu.edu/gallery, or you can call them at 321-3243. And I want to give people your website address, too, which is justinautumnbowles.com.
Yes. And you should be able to find me if you, you know, use the great Google Genie yeah. and look my name up.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a great fun show, and I can't wait to see it. Justin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.